with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Saturday, March 16th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstegg. Let's take a look at the action from Friday on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We did have one high school track team in action, the Lamar's Community Girls Track Team, and a roster full of freshmen heading out to Storm Lake for the Buena Vista University High School Elite Meet. Again, all the competition for the Bulldog Girls Track Team coming from the freshman side of things. And against some other strong varsity competition, did a pretty good job. No team scores were kept at this meet yesterday in Storm Lake, but individual results, of course, were kept, and the Bulldogs had a pretty good finish in the girls' long jump. Kenzie Neas in the third place spot, a jump of 16 feet 2 inches, gets onto the podium in third place at the Buena Vista University track meet in Storm Lake yesterday. There were some other strong finishes. Attic Dutt gets 19th in the 60-meter hurdles as one of the top finishers for the Bulldog girls. Again, this was a roster full of freshmen competing out in Storm Lake and not doing too shabby at a meet that had plenty of strong competitors at it with athletes that were not freshmen. There were plenty of juniors and seniors and other upperclassmen competing at this for all ages meet, not just a JV or a varsity meet. So good showing by the Bulldog freshman track team at the Buena Vista Elite Meet yesterday in Storm Lake. Also yesterday in college basketball, the madness in the month of March continues for the national tournaments, especially around the area. Let's take a look at how some of the area universities and programs did, starting on the women's side. It was a good day for GPAC basketball, especially in this area. Briarcliff University got things started, defeating Mid-America Christian 81-67, and Galen Catholic alum Rachel Langle, her first national tournament start, had a strong 4.5 rebound performance for the Chargers to get them on to the round of 32 later today. Also in women's basketball action yesterday, Northwestern College defeated Rio Grande 79-76, and top-seeded Dort hung on to beat Oakland City, the 16 seed, 81-71. To the NAIA Men's Basketball National Tournament, where the Dort Defenders had their season end, a loss to the Crusaders of Madonna, 77-72. Northwestern College puts up 100 in Orange City yesterday. They defeat St. Mary of the Woods, 102-87. And the Morningside men's basketball team, they're moving on to a matchup later today in Sioux City. The Mustangs defeated Lords University 93-78. Lamar's Community alum Caleb Dreckman, he's been battling a little bit of an illness there, so he didn't play a whole lot, but he did pick up one assist in the win for Morningside University yesterday. They're on to the round of 32 today. We'll run down that schedule in just a moment. Also yesterday, the Big 12 Conference semifinal round taking place. Iowa State University on to tonight's championship game. The Cyclones defeated Baylor 76-62, and the Big 12 tournament nearly has played to seeding completely. There were a couple of double-digit seeds in the quarterfinal rounds, but outside of that, it's top seed versus second seed going at it for the Big 12 championship today. The Cyclones will take on the Houston Cougars tonight in Kansas City. Speaking of things going on today, let's take a look at our KLEM sports schedule for today. Starting with more high school track and field. We love when this starts picking up as our high school athletes return to competition after a couple of weeks off from the winter season. Out at Buena Vista once again in Storm Lake, we have two teams competing, and this will be girls and boys. The Hinton Blackhawks get their season started, and the KPE, so Woodbury Central River Valley track teams, will also be competing out in Storm Lake. Best of luck to those two programs getting their seasons going. Of course, KPWCRV boys were able to compete at the Iowa State Indoor Championships last week, but the rest of the programs are just getting started out in Storm Lake at the Buena Vista University meet today. Also today, the round of 32 in the NAIA Women's Basketball and Men's Basketball National Tournament. On the women's side, Northwestern College is at Indiana Wesleyan in Marion, Indiana today. Briarcliff and Galing Catholic alum Rachel Langle take on Vanguard out in Wichita, Kansas. Spring Arbor will take on Dort University in Sioux Center. Dort, of course, sporting Kingsley Pearson alum Mackenzie Goodwin. NAIA Men's Basketball National Tournament. Georgetown is at Morningside, sporting Lamar's Community alum Caleb Dreckman. And Oregon Tech takes on Northwestern College in Orange City. So once again, you have plenty of options for NAIA National Tournament basketball. Women's action in Sioux Center with Dort, men's action in Sioux City at Morningside, or men's action in Orange City at Northwestern College. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. That's KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.